Now I'm going to keep on reading. Verse 3. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth in it shall languish with the beasts of the field, with the fowls of the heavens, yea, the fish of the sea also shall be taken away. The land will languish. And all of a sudden we found out that we're polluting everything today. When I was a boy, I went swimming in a swimming hole in a creek in southern Oklahoma that was as clear. You could see 25 feet to the bottom. My friend, may I say to you, it smells to high heaven. We polluted the land today. The land here is mourning. And then another very interesting thing is, a few years ago it was plenty. All of the granaries were filled with grain. There was plenty of everything. And may I say today, we're hearing something about scarcity. You see, when God judges a nation, the land is involved, and even the beasts and the fowls have to suffer for the sin of man. And they are suffering also today because of man's sin. Verse 4, yet let no man strive, nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. What has happened? Why, the priest in that day was not doing his duty, not warning the people. And God had raised up the prophet. What about that? Verse 5. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. That is the nation. Why? Because now even there were the false prophets that were rising up and telling people, well, everything's going to be all right. This thing's going to work out. We live in a new day, and the Bible is an old book, and the Ten Commandments, they belong to the past, to our grandfathers and grandmothers, but we today have reached a very high plane. May I say to you, we're a dirty lot. We have sunk very low today as a nation and as a people. Now, verse 6 is probably one of the most quoted verses. It's considered to be one of the most familiar verses. I'm reading now Hosea 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's the reason we're teaching the Bible today. That's the reason we're going into a book like this, is because, my friend, it's the ignorance of the Word of God. They're destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I'll also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. You see, God intended the whole nation to be priests unto him. And in the millennium, they will be that. But God says you're not even going to have priests at this particular time. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. That is, even the people of the nation. Now God says, I will also forget you because you've forgotten me. In other words, they've come to the time of judgment because they've gone through a long, sordid history of departing from the Lord. Now, the minute that, Christian friend, you get away from the Word of God, you could not live a triumphant Christian life by any means. You could not live well-pleasing to the Lord. And I do not care how many of these method conferences you go to that have all these little gimmicks that if you do this and do that and do the other thing, that things are going to work all right for you in your home and in your place of business and in your social life, and everything will work out right. My friend, the Word of God makes it very clear that it's not by these little gimmicks, these little methods, it's by a knowledge of the Word of God. Now, that is as clear as the noonday sun in this book and certainly in other places.